The question is, what, if anything, is wrong with a pastor giving a salvation invitation at the end of a worship service? Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with a pastor giving a salvation invitation at the beginning or the middle or the end of any service. I mean, if we're going to proclaim the gospel, if we're going to proclaim the truth of salvation in Jesus Christ, we need to invite people to believe. Paul said, We beg you in Christ's stead or behalf, be reconciled to God. That's in 2 Corinthians 5, where Paul said that we are ambassadors. We have been given the ministry of reconciliation, that is to tell sinners they can be reconciled to God. God seeks to be reconciled to unworthy sinners. We have been given the word of reconciliation, which is the message about how the sinner can be reconciled to God. And that is through faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ. We are then ambassadors who proclaim to the world reconciliation through Christ. And it's in that context that Paul says, we beg you in Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. We should be pleading with sinners to repent and to believe the gospel. And it is a command. You know, the Bible makes the gospel a command. Peter preached repentance and faith in Christ. Paul preached repentance and faith in Christ, always as a command. Jesus commanded people to believe. God the Father commanded people to believe in His Son. And we are begging on the one hand, we are commanding on the other hand, and certainly in either case, we are inviting people to respond to the gospel. This should include a proper explanation of the gospel.